Don't worry, we'll edit out in post.
Jesus. Anyway, I was just, I don't know, like I got out of the shower, I was getting ready for the day, I got ready for the day, and I sat down and was going to put socks on and stuff. And you know, like sometimes your foot peels in the back, not like Big Fatty, because he apparently has, he's got the feet of a 20-year-old or something like that. He takes care of his feetsies. But, you know, I was just like, oh, peel. And so you peel it, because that's what you do. And like an insole thick, like just the whole bottom came off. Now, I can't say that it wasn't delightfully soft underneath when I was done, but it was really troubling to basically have like a slab of bacon or whatever come off of your foot.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's got the feet of a 20-year-old or something like that. He takes care of his feetsies.
Don't worry, we'll edit out in post.
Jesus.
Yes! Well, hello to you. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4095. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 17th of October. 2023, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and some old people talk. Hello, pensioners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. Big Fatty, you said everyone, hi there. Big Fatty, you're just never gonna get it right. Just, you might as well let that ship sail. Oh, I didn't know there were ships involved. No! Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Yeah, I have just awakened from a nipper nap. Y'all, I was sitting in my chaya. Now, Big Fatty, not the special one. No, not the special one. And y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, I'll tell you why you're pensioners a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today, the 17th of October, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all never met either one of these two scoundrels in person, but y'all, I think that'll happen one of these days. You just never know. No, Big Fatty, you never know. And y'all, they have been a long-time member of the Pride 48 family, and y'all, they've lived in the Tejas and the California, and y'all, they're back in the Tejas now. And I think on their most recent little show that they said, oh, this is not where we're gonna end up, we're moving again. So y'all, who knows where they'll end up, but y'all, they're just as nice of people that you'll ever want to meet. Even though I've never met them, well, Big Fatty, you've met them on the inner tubes. It's true, y'all. I'm talking about Tim and James. James and Tim. Big Fatty, we love Tim and James. James and Tim, yes, from the TLB show. So, y'all, if you see them, wish them a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Knock it off!
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh.
Now, y'all, I said I was going to have some old people talk today, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I know that there are a few of us here in the Pride 48 family that have hit the Medicare age, and probably even more have hit the Social Security age. And y'all, the Social Security depends on when you were born and when you want to start. Like Big Fatty could have started when he was 62, I say 2 years old, but there's a penalty if you take it before your full retirement age. And so I would have lost about 25% of my Social Security, but y'all, I waited until my full retirement age, which for me was 67. And no, I did not wait. I take that back. It was my full retirement age was 66 and 7 months. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right. And y'all, I took it a little bit early, but y'all, no, it was 6. I don't know what it was, but anyway, I took it a little bit early, and so there was a little bit of a penalty, but it was negligible. And y'all, the difference, it would not have made a difference until I turned past the age of 78. Oh, Big Fatty, you'll be gone long before that. Well, that's kind of what I thought. But anyway, y'all, every year, the Social Security gives the old people a raise. And y'all, we never know what it's going to be. I think last year it was like 8%. It's based on the inflation and all. And last year it was over 8% or something. Y'all, it's crazy. Just crazy. And y'all, they just announced that the new raise for 2024 is gonna be 3.2%. Big Fatty, that's quite a drop. It is. But y'all, for Big Fatty, that is $76.25 a month. And I'm okay with that. And so that went up. And but y'all, here's the part. This is where they get ya. You know, on the Medicare, there are two parts to the Medicare. The Part A, which is, you know, there's no premium for that you have to pay. That's for the hospitals and things like that. And y'all, but Part B is for the doctors, and then Part D is for the medications, or you can get a supplemental plan or something like that. And so y'all, the Part B is going up. So y'all, my Part B, well, everybody's Part B is going up $9.80 a month. So y'all, it's a net for Big Fatty of $66.45. And y'all, I'm more than happy to take that. Yes, Big Fatty, you pensioner.
Oh. It's time to keep living, time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over.
And just no time at all.
Happy music after the old people music. Y'all, the old people music is a song from the musical Pippin. And in the original Pippin, the old lady on it was played by Irene Ryan, who's best known as Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. And y'all, when they did the remake of the stage show of Pippin, y'all, they had Andrea Martin. She used to be on that Second City comedy program. And y'all, I think she sounds just as good as Granny. But I mean, Granny, you know, you know Granny Clampett. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, that little song I played, the first half from Granny Clampett and the second half from Andrea Martin. Yes, Big Fatty, you've done that before. I have, but it's nice just to revisit that. Oh, if you say so, Big Fatty. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I think I told you I made the, yes, Big Fatty, you told us you made the Spanish stew, and, y'all, so I finished it all up and put it in the refrigerator, because, you know, everything's better after it's, sat in the refrigerator for a day, and, I watched the news, the local news, and, then I watched the CBS Weekend News with Jerrica Duncan. And y'all, I like her. And then, y'all, it was time for the 60 Minutes. And y'all, it was a good one. It was a good one. They had the president on there. Talking about everything going on over in the Middle East, and y'all, then they had they sent that Leslie Stahl. Y'all, Leslie Stahl's got to be 130, y'all, they were doing that. She was interviewing. She was over there in the Tel Aviv, I believe. And y'all, all of a sudden, the alarm went off in the building where she was interviewing a family. And y'all, I honestly thought her bowels had released. And y'all, she looked like the two people she was interviewing, she said, "Oh, we're fine. We're in a safe place." Y'all, she wasn't quite sure they were telling the truth. And then the last story was this policeman in Tejas who was thinking that you know Florida sent those people up to Martha's Vineyard, the immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard, and the police officer thinks that the folks that did that might be going to the pokey or something, but you know it was good nonetheless. And then after that, y'all, they had the 100 years of the Wonderful World of Disney. That's not exactly right. It was the Wonderful World of Disney celebrating Disney 100, because y'all, it was the 100th anniversarium of when Walt and Roy started the cartoon company. And so y'all, they had a short little film, and y'all, I encourage you to watch it. If I can find a link, I'll put a link to it in the show notes for today. But it was, y'all, it was all the different cartoon characters over the 100 years. And then y'all, they showed one of the newer cartoons, the Incontinent, I believe is what it's called, and it's the Mexican girl and the grandmother and all this kind of stuff. But and I'd never seen it, and y'all, I have to say, I actually enjoyed it. I didn't watch all of it. I finished it on Monday morning. Anyway, and then they had the people that did the voices for all the cartoons on there as a little intermission. But y'all, it was really quite good. And if you hadn't seen it, it's worth going and looking at anyway. And y'all, it was going down in the low 50s on Sunday night. And y'all, I had the windows open and I slept like a baby, y'all.
It was fabulous. And got up on Monday and did my regular routine, my newspaper and my coffee and my brufkas and my puzzles. And then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did the big circle. Did Fat Acres. Y'all, I got back and had me some Spanish stew, big fatty. And then I watched the last little bit of Incontinent, and then I watched Big Brother from Sunday night, y'all. Oh, it was a good one. It was a good one, y'all. It's the BB Comics. And y'all, poor Felicia. I mean, she looked like she was visiting a slaughterhouse. You know, like a, you know, it was like a cow on a meat hook. Y'all, the poor woman. I love her to death, but y'all, she did not fall well when she let go of the trapeze. And but y'all, it was real good. The head of household was invisible. It was invisible, so that nobody knew. But of course, the person that got the head of household went around telling different ones. And so by the time it was nominations, most everybody knew. Anyway, y'all, I think two, I say Tuesday night, that's tonight, 8 p.m., y'all, the Power of Veto is going to be played, and y'all, from what I'm seeing on the Hoot Nanny button, on the, what is that called, the app, the Hoot Nanny button. y'all, it looks like it's gonna be good. And y'all, then Monday afternoon I got my share, of course. And y'all, I erased Olive's computer, reformatted it back to factory settings, and the NIP had said he wanted to purchase it, and so that transaction has taken place. Y'all, you know that new TV he ordered, it came in a day early. And it's just sitting in the box in the hallway because too much. It's just too much. And so, y'all, finally, my recording studio is getting back to normal. Big, ready, thank hydrogen. And y'all, I have just had a quiet afternoon. Got that little nipple nap, like I said. And y'all, that, by the way, what was giving me the belching was the Spanish stew. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. Hortensia. Hortensia is on her way to the villa today. And y'all, by the way, if you like the Disney on the dancing, too, I say Tuesday night, it's Disney. It's Disney night. So, and y'all, that's usually a very good night. They pull out all the stops. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, put that in your VRC if you want. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the the Taste Like Burning, Tim and James and Tim, and any advice on your anniversarium?
He's got the feet of a 20-year-old or something like that. He takes care of his feetsies.
Don't worry, we'll edit out in post.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Jesus took care of his feetsies. But Big Fatty, I don't think they're talking about that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.